This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the Rozgar Mela reflects the government's commitment to empowering the youth and making them catalysts in building a Viksit Bharat. He said today the world acknowledges that India possesses two boundless strengths. One is demography and the other is democracy. The Prime Minister was speaking at the 16th Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today. Congratulating the new recruits, Mr. Modi said that with the government's Rozgar Mela initiative, lakhs of youth have already secured permanent jobs in the central government.
आज दुनिया मान रही है कि भारत के पास दो असीमित शक्तियां हैं, एक डेमोग्राफी, दूसरी डेमोक्रेसी, यानी सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी और सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र। युवाओं का यह सामर्थ्य हमारी भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की सबसे बड़ी पूंजी भी है और सबसे बड़ी गारंटी भी है, और हमारी सरकार इसी पूंजी को समृद्धि का सूत्र बनाने में दिन रात जुटी है।
Underscoring that today major global institutions like the World Bank are praising India, Mr. Modi said that India has been ranked among the top countries with the highest levels of equality in the world.
International Labour Organization, ILO, ILO की एक बहुत बढ़िया रिपोर्ट आई। इस रिपोर्ट में कहा गया है कि बीते दशक में भारत के 90 करोड़ से अधिक नागरिकों को वेलफेयर स्कीम के दायरे में लाया गया है, और इन स्कीम्स का फायदा सिर्फ वेलफेयर तक सीमित नहीं है, इससे बहुत बड़ी संख्या में नए रोजगार भी बने हैं।
The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and the engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cutoff position one after another with a time gap of 1 second and turned off, resulting in devastating air tragedy. According to the initial probe report, one of the pilots can be heard on the cockpit voice recorder asking the other why did he switch off fuel supply to engines, to which the other pilot responded by saying that it did not. In Chhattisgarh, 23 Maoists, including 9 females, have surrendered to the police in Sukma district today. District Superintendent of Police Kiran Chauhan said that a total reward of 1 crore 18 lakh rupees was declared on this Maoist. This Maoist will be given a cheque of 55,000 rupees as an incentive amount and all other facilities under the rehabilitation policy of the state government. In the USA, more than 1,000 State Department employees have been laid off as part of the Trump administration's efforts to reduce the federal workforce. Local media reported that the involuntary staff reductions included 1,107 civil service and 246 foreign service employees. It also stated that nearly all civil service staff in the U.S. Refugee Admissions Office were cut. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh for the next 5 days. According to the IMD, moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning is likely over the western Himalayan region and some parts of the plains over the next 7 days. In cricket, India resumed the first innings at the overnight score of 145 for 3 against host England on day 3 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's in London today. India were 160 for 3 when reports last came in. The visitors currently trail by 227 runs after England were bowled out for 387 in their first innings. The 5-match test series is currently levelled up with 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.